JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
Jamaica is well renowned as a sporting powerhouse, due in large part to the government's efforts to both develop the country's sports infrastructure and empower athletes to represent the black, gold, and green. 2016 saw special emphasis placed on the health and well-being of junior athletes, following the sudden and tragic deaths of three teenaged athletes last year from heart-related issues. Sports Minister Olivia Grange initiated discussions with her colleague ministers of Health and Education, Youth and Information to begin a review of the protocols and policy guidelines related to all student athletes. Discussions were also held with the Inter-Secondary School Sports Association, ISSA, leading to the establishment of an interministerial working group and task force on safeguarding children in sport.
The objectives of the task force would include drafting of an intergovernmental work plan with specific actions and responsibilities for 1. Determining the stability of children to participate in sport. 2. Critical incident management and reporting procedures. 3. Protocol on the provision of medical and other services at training and competition. Training and certification in safety and response.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. The social protection, security, safety, health and wellness of those participating in sport, the minister outlined, are priorities in the national sport policy.
We will move quickly to update our protocols and policies for safeguarding children who participate in sport.
Minister Grange also outlined in November that Jamaica is in the process of crafting technical cooperation agreements with numerous Caribbean countries. This process, she said, began during the Rio Olympic Games, where she and Prime Minister Andrew Holness engaged in several bilateral meetings with representatives of Caribbean countries.
Meetings were held with our CARICOM partners, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados and St. Lucia. And these meetings were with the ministers of sports. We took the opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to work together and collaborate in the area of sport development.
Jamaica also sought to strengthen its relationship with Brazil in the area of sports. Discussions are being held around reinstituting the Jamaica-Brazil Sports Cooperation Agreement.
We have already made our input, and the agreement is now with the relevant ministry in Brazil, and we are awaiting their final input, and they have advised us that they will be expediting it.
Talks were also held with Commonwealth Secretary General Baroness Scotland, exploring the role that Jamaica has to play in sport within the Commonwealth and the possibility of Jamaica actively participating in identifying Commonwealth integrity champions. The government made special effort to celebrate Jamaica's high-performing athletes during 2016. Among those receiving special attention was reggae boy and captain of the 2015-2016 English Premier League champions Leicester City Football Club, Wes Morgan. Morgan was feted at a special ceremony in September.
We value the diaspora, and that when a member of the diaspora does well, it should be recognized locally and all Jamaica. We all celebrate the success of a Jamaican when they do well. And so we're here, Wes, to celebrate your achievement and to say thanks to you.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Following the Rio Olympics, Minister Grange announced that the government has commissioned the creation of 4 statues to honor the contributions of track and field icons Usain Bolt, Asafa Powell, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, and Veronica Campbell-Brown. This was part of wider celebrations to recognize Jamaica's Olympic team. 3 events were organized to fete the athletes, chief among them a ceremony at the National Indoor Auditorium on October 15. The athletes and their coaches also received cash awards.
Jamaica is blessed because we have so much to be proud of. And when our Olympians represent Jamaica, they're not just there to prove how good Jamaicans are, but they are flying the flag of Jamaica. And I think that it is important that we recognize that.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. The government continues to use sports to build a stronger Jamaica and improve people's lives.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.